News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, you have heard of a needle in a haystack and the difficulties of finding it, but have you heard about the challenge of a wedding ring in a skip? Well, a relieved newlywed couple who lost their wedding ring got it back after recycling staff ploughed through a 40-foot skip and looked high and low and found it. It seems unbelievable, but they join me now on the line. Caoimhe and Eoin, you're very welcome. How did you find this ring?
Hi, Ciara. It actually wasn't us who found it. It was the lads that worked in the recycling centre. They were super, very professional and helped us out when we were looking for it. So thanks to Damien and Robert and Gary who worked there. They really got us out of the mud.
So you're only married. You only got married on December 23rd and you noticed that 4 weeks post-wedding, Eoin's ring had disappeared. Did your hearts just sink? Eoin, you must have felt, oh no.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. It was just on the drive home and I don't know, you know, when you're kind of playing with your wedding ring, which I've been doing a lot because it's only new, and I put my thumb down and I was like, oh, there's nothing there. But we kind of kept going then because we were on the way home when we were nearly there and we're like, oh, so look, we'll go home. Maybe it's outside because we'd been throwing all the cardboard into the car and stuff. I thought maybe it's just fallen off then. But of course, we couldn't find it. We're like, we have to go back. If we have any chance of finding it, we need to go back over now while there's still a little bit of daylight, see if we can see it.
You must have thought, though, Eoin, there was very little hope. Those skips and recycling centres are absolutely enormous.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we thought it could be a bit hopeless, all right. But, you know, we figured we might as well at least try, you know, if there was a possibility that we could find it. So we went back over.
Okay. And Caoimhe, you guys went to the lads in the recycling centre. It was getting dark and you said, look, we think we've maybe lost the ring in all the cardboard that we've delivered. And they just jumped into the skip, more or less.
Well, they had a good look around and they kind of did their safety checks and they had a key and different things. And then one of the guys got a torch and he kind of got in, and it was when he was shining the torch and moving the things around. He said, we were lucky they had emptied the skip earlier that morning, so there wasn't that much compact cardboard. But I think the shine of the torch must have caught the edge of the ring, and he kind of said, oh, is it silver? I think I see it here at the bottom. That obviously sinks to the bottom and they were moving stuff around, so very lucky.
Seems almost unbelievable, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very, very lucky. Were you relieved, though? And I'd say you might have gotten in a bit of trouble losing your wedding ring that quickly.
I was very relieved. I think, yeah, it's going to be a bit of trouble, all right. I was kind of glad that it was my ring, though, not Caoimhe's, because I think hers is a lot more kind of significance. And so in a way, it was better that it was that way. But we found it anyway.
Yeah, and big shout out, no doubt, to the lads in the recycling centre. Which recycling centre was it again? Yeah,
absolutely.
Navan.
Look, thank you both very much for talking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is probably one of the luckiest couples in the country. That is Caoimhe and Eoin Mooney, who found their wedding ring in a skip that was 40 foot long. I wouldn't have even looked, I don't think.
It's a lovely story. I have really good friends who lost their wedding ring in a river, and they were looking in the water and suddenly the sun kind of moved out from the clouds and they just saw this sparkle in the water, and it was their engagement ring, and they were able to fish it out, which was pretty miraculous when you think about it.